CQ, CQ. KZ4TMA, testing Echo Link in a new vehicle. Wondering if I can get a quick signal report from anyone. KZ4TMA.
TMA, this is Kilo November 4, Victor, Victor, Yankee. You're sounding excellent.
KN4VVY, thanks very much. Yeah, I've used Echo Link before, haven't used it in the car on the road. So just wanted to, honestly, I wanted to hear how you sounded coming through my car speakers. but it's coming through fine, so thank you for that confirmation. KZ4TMA.
Sounds really great. Where are you located?
Yeah, right now I am in Malden, so a little further from the repeater than I normally am in Greenville. But, of course, that doesn't matter on Echolink. I'm just hitting the cell towers the same way I would anywhere, I suppose. Yeah, I'm in Malden. I'm on a cell phone. Echolink seems to be working well. Like I said, I've used it before. I just never actually hooked up to my car's Bluetooth, and it's a little strange to actually be talking to you through my car speakers, even while my mobile rig is sitting right here next to me, just not currently activated. But let's see. But my name's Simon, and I'm usually in Greenville. But yeah, come back to me with your call and name again. I think I got the call.
Here is Alan, and I am mobile in Malden also. That's funny. I was expecting you to be somewhere in the United States, way off, you know. But, yeah, KN4VVY.
All right, Alan, I got you as KN4VVY. Well, I'm right here at the YMCA in Malden. If you happen to be sitting in the YMCA parking lot, we can have a real good laugh. but, yeah, thanks again for confirming. See, there was something else I was going to mention here. Well, it'll come to me in a minute, but yeah, come back to me once more.
Funny, I just went by there a while ago, but I'm near my home over here in the subdivision Brookside. It's not too far away. I guess it would be 3 miles as the crow flies.
All right. Well, yeah, it's funny to be talking through the repeater then. We could even do simplex right now. I know what I was going to mention. The only downside to this Echo Link, I forget about it until every time I use it, you really do miss out on the first full second of each transmission. So unless the person you're speaking with happens to key up and take a big breath or pause for about a full second before they start speaking, Echo Link, yeah, it just really misses the first full second. So it's fine for slower conversations, but for quicker conversations like you might have on a net or something, It's a little harder to follow. But otherwise, it's great. And again, thanks for the reply. I just wanted to see how it worked in the car here. I'm going to get going here, and I'll let you go. But thanks again. So KZ4TMA, I'll be clear after your final.
All right. You said the name is Simon, I think?
Yeah, that's right. Simon, usually in Greenville, currently in Malden. And it's Kilo Zulu 4 Tango Mike Alpha.
73, yeah, you sound great. Yeah, that delay is, I've always noticed that about Echo Link, but anyhow, you have a good night, 73. This is KN4VVY, and I'll be clear.
KZ4TMA, this is KO4HKX. You still there?
KO4HKX. Hey, Patrick, yeah, you called me before I got off. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to let you know that I got your information on the swap net with Gary, and he said if you found an antenna or just to change your mind or whatever, to let him know to take that off. So if you make a move on that antenna somewhere or something, just remind him to take it off the swap net.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I know I told you this, but I really do want to join that swap net sometime. It's just the worst time for me. And, you know, here it is again Wednesday. I can talk to you right now, but in an hour I'm not going to be able to. So I really appreciate that. Yeah, I'll watch that email, the email I've got on QRZ. We'll see if anybody comes through on that. But, yeah, I will certainly make sure to let him know if I end up buying that antenna. But I'm not shopping too hard right now. I just thought I'd throw it out there and see if anybody responds. So thanks again. I appreciate it. How you doing? You driving home at this point, or what are you up to?
Simon, I'm at home already. Was just listening and heard you check testing Echo Link there. Thought I'd give you a shout right quick and tell you that I've got that done for you. And also let you know that there's going to be a ham radio sale, kind of yard sale. I don't know the information on it yet, but it's Friday and Saturday for AK. I didn't know him, but he's been mentioned several times on the repeater here as a guy that had a lot to do with it. So I just thought I'd let you know that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm certainly interested. Unfortunately, I don't know if it was my Echo Link or your transmission, but it broke up right in the middle. So I heard that there's a yard sale, somebody with a lot of equipment. I didn't hear any other. I think you were saying you don't have any other details, but you said something about details. So yeah, how do I find out when and where?
Simon, your Echo Link broke up in the middle of your transmission, so it must be your internet. But I'll find out tonight. Gary's going to announce more on it on the SwapNet, and I will try to let you know.
All right, man. Well, until I ever get on that SwapNet, you're my source of SwapNet information, so I appreciate it. But yeah, thanks for letting me know. And if you learn anything else, and if we catch each other on the air after tonight, I'd love to hear more. It sounds pretty interesting. But yeah, so thanks again. And I don't know, Alan, if you're still listening, we'll see if we catch each other on the air again too. But thanks for that initial confirmation. I appreciate it. So thanks to you both. I'm here at my destination, so I'll jump off. I'll say 73s to both of you. So this is KZ4TMA, and I'll be clear after Patrick's final.
4TMA, this is KO4HKX. Simon, have a good evening. Enjoy whatever you're doing there this evening, and I will keep an ear out for you later down the road. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
CPA Mobile.
KO4HKX, you coming back from playing tennis?
I am, and it was a good game. We won the first set, and they won the second one. We didn't get to play a tiebreaker, so. But anyway, but it was still a lot of fun, good exercise, and I actually surprised myself a couple of times.
That was a good surprise and not a bad one.
Yeah, they were good surprises. I had my share of bad shots, but anyway, I'd like to learn more about that sale Friday and Saturday. So you say that they'll be giving more information. Let's see, this is Wednesday, so that would be tonight at 9 o'clock.
That's correct.
Well, that's good. So what are you up to? You kicking back?
Actually, I was studying for my general test so that I could get prepared for it.
Study away. It's not that bad. And if I can pass it, I know you can.
You got confidence in me.
Well, if you, let's see, if you have my phone number, you can give me a call and I'll tell you a secret.
Phone QOZ and shoot you an email.
It's nothing. It's not cheating or anything. It just makes it easier. And and then when you're studying for the extra, maybe you can help me. Oh, me. But anyway, what was I going to tell you? Well, I done forgot now. So, anyway, go ahead, KB4CPA.
The yard sale, Gary was talking a little bit about it last night on the net, and then I overheard him talking a little bit on it today. He's going to put some more information out on the SwapNet tonight. So, and list, he's talking about maybe listing some of the items that are going to be there. So if you're interested, it might be a good night to listen to the SwapNet.
Well, I'm normally I'm I've got other things to do at that time, but I'll see if I can work around that. And because I would be interested in certain things. I'm you know, I don't really need anything, but you know, ham radio is kind of like tools. You know, you just never have enough of them.
Learned that over the last year since I've had my license. It's just there's never enough.
I like to look people up on QRZ because it, you know, a lot of them put their station on the on as their, you know, as their photo, and I finally put my dinky little station there. It's pathetic compared to most people. So they got this big spread, all these screens and you know, amps and tuners and this, you know, everything. I mean, you name it, they got three of them, you know, and it's like it just fills the whole room. And of course, I'm sure they've been in ham radio for a while and collected over the years, but you know, when you see it like that, it just kind of blows your mind. And here I am with my little power supply and my 7300 and my 2 meter rig and a couple of speakers. Did I leave anything out? Nope, that's it. And I used to count my laptop computer. It's sitting there with Logbook of the World. And but anyway, that's about the extent of it.
So bad. That's pretty much where I'm at. Except I only have one radio. I'm using the FT-991 because I can't listen to but one thing at a time. So it does all of it. If I want to go to HF, I have to go to HF and just dedicate to that. I'm not one of those that can listen to two things at once.
Well, you know, I mean, I can't listen to two things at once, so if I'm listening to HF and somebody comes on 2 meters, I have to turn the volume down if I'm listening to HF. And this radio here, it, you know, it's 2 meter 440, and sometimes the 440 repeater IDs or somebody gets on there, and if I haven't got the volume up, sometimes it throws me off. It makes me think that I've unkeyed the mic, but I'm still talking. It's really a weird feeling sometimes. But anyway, but every now and then I've got it on 442.075, and it's a good repeater, and it's got good coverage. It's in Spartanburg, and you know, I don't really scan the frequencies that much, but I guess I should if I want to hear more people on, because that's a good way to catch people on different repeaters.
This is in the excursion. I had my ID5100, and it's dual watch and dual scan, and I was doing that, and I heard very little of anything else other than this repeater. So that's why I was surprised when you said you were listening to 440 somewhere.
The 442.075, it's got a tone, and I can't tell you what it is. I just can't remember, but you can look it up. And every now and then you hear somebody on there, and sometimes I just get on there, say there's nobody on 601, I'll get on there and just say, you know, anybody around and give my call, and sometimes somebody will come back to you. So, you know, there's people listening, and heck, I'd like to, there used to be a 6-meter net. I've got a, you know, a 6-meter FM antenna I could hook up to my 7300 and you know, check in to, there's a repeater. God, where's that thing? Well, I can't think of where it is, but it, anyway, it's nearby and it's got decent coverage, and they used to have a net on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, but they don't have it anymore. I guess they just, it kind of fizzled out because 6 meters is not very busy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Bob, he does pretty good on it, but he's got all those antennas for it. So I don't know. What frequency did you say that was, 442.075?
I just, I have it programmed into my radio here, and I don't know if I can access the tone. I don't know how to do that driving down the road. But you can, you know, you can get it on repeater, what is it, repeaterbook.com or whatever it is. It'll give you the frequencies and your input and output frequencies and the tone. And of course, I'm talking about FM. I mean, there's, you know, I see people or hear about people on 6 meter on FT8 and. I haven't heard anybody on sideband, but that could just be my antenna. But it's supposed to cover 6 meter sideband.
I don't listen to it a whole lot up here at all. Mainly just monitor this repeater, and every now and then I'll flip over to 10 meter and monitor it a little bit on the frequencies that I'm allowed to communicate on.
Yeah, I've made a couple of contacts on 10 meters, but most of my contacts have been on 20, 40, and 80 meters most of the time on sideband.
On that, I ain't got there yet.
All right, well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm sitting in the garage, so... run inside and spend a few minutes with the wife and but anyway, I'll try to catch the net tonight. So I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for your final. You have a good evening, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, clear after yours.
Dave, have a good evening. I'll keep an ear out for you tomorrow. And stay safe out there, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
4ZFK Mobile.
KO4HKX. Hey, Shane, I heard you were hollering at me earlier, and I missed you.
I hope it was you, but I was in Easley, and a Matco truck drove by me. And then after I followed him down 123, was that you? I mean, it's about 11:30, quarter to 12, something like that.
123, because both of us are out there, Zay, Clay and I, both.
I threw town, opened up towards Highway 8. I went to the post office.
And Clay, I don't go past 153. I do the outskirts of Easley.
Heard you on Facebook, and I must have been somewhere right beside you. You said you had pulled in, you needed to talk to the guys, and I was looking at all the car lots trying to find you. I had gone under 153, but man, it sounded like you were right next door to me.
That was probably when I was going to, I'd left VP Auto and was heading down to Arnold's, that, heading out of town around that time. So that's probably when it was, and I wasn't far away from 153 at that point. I was there where, I believe it's Fish Trap Road comes out.
I turned on 124 and went that way over to Whitehorse Road, so we weren't far away.
It's amazing how little it takes to miss somebody, isn't it?
You ever see you and there's a parking lot, I'll pull in and just say hello, but maybe next time.
Next week, I'll be changing my route up some, so I'll be out there longer during the day because I'm adding some shops to it, so I'll be around there a little longer, pretty much all day.
So next week, I'm taking a week off, but is it still going to be Wednesday, your day out there?
Now it's still going to be Wednesday, so just keep a watch out for me. And a quick way to know if it's me or not is look to see if it's a Peterbilt truck. Nobody else has got one. Everybody else is running Freightliners.
Out on the 123 out of a parking lot, and I was sitting there, right there where 93 split. And he went by. I didn't get a chance to even... I just saw, you know, Matt go on the side. I didn't get a chance to see what kind of truck it was.
Their name should be on either side and the lift gate on the back. I haven't got mine put on there yet since I got the truck. I've just been trying to get my feet back up under me.
I couldn't get close enough to see that, but what's funny is there was he was beside a big 18-wheeler, and they were sitting at a light, and the light turned red or green, and the truck took off, and one of his swing doors was open. It just swung right out and almost hit the side of his truck.
Ask him about that, see if he even noticed.
For a little while, he was in the right lane, and the big truck was in the left lane with that swing door just wide open. He was behind him, so he didn't notice that. He must have been paying attention to something else.
Telling, but yeah, he should have noticed that if he was that close.
Sir, I figured it was somebody else, because I figured if you're driving, you're like me, the radio's on.
And sometimes I'll turn it down when I got guys on the truck and forget to turn it back up. But yeah, I try to leave it up to where I can at least hear what somebody's going, what's going on, or somebody says something.
We'll meet up at some point, because I go to the same place there and easily every day, and I'm sure it'll happen. Anyway, you sound good there on the radio at home. It's nice and clear.
Yours is just a little bit scratchy, but not too bad.
But, and running 5 watts, so maybe that happens. Maybe that's what it is. I'm headed towards the repeater right now, so it's only going to get better.
Oh, yeah, it already has.
Google Earth the other day, and I drew a line from the repeater from the tower to my house, and it's 4.97 miles, and I've got a bird's eye view. I can see the lights flashing on it, so I don't have to worry about getting an antenna up to hit the repeater from home.
Say not, that's pretty good line of sight there.
Put a station up at home. I just use my little HT when I'm at home. I've got my HF rig. I've got an old Yaesu 757 that was my father-in-law's. And I've got some wire antennas, and I've got a vertical. I think it's a multi-band. I think it does 10 through 40. Got 10, 12, 15, 17, 20, and 40 on it. I had that up in the house in Simpsonville before we moved, and it did a pretty good job.
Aside, you really don't need nothing much for the repeater, but if you want to do any HF, I guess you're going to have to do something.
Something up in the attic where I can do a little simplex, too, because I've got a little pretty good field of view down southeast from the house. We're kind of sitting at the base of a hill, but that's still up a little bit higher.
Yeah, I'm sitting in a hole where I'm at, and my back is right up against what would be Caesar's Head on the other side. So for me, the repeater is straight up and over just about it.
Now we're up in Mills River a couple Sundays ago, and we came back through DuPont State Forest, and I'm pretty sure that I could see the tower up on Caesar's Head for a good ways there before we got into whatever that road is that goes through the forest itself. But I was trying to think of the name of the little community we were driving through, and I got a really good view of the repeater.
You got Penrose and you got Little River that you're driving through there from the triangle stop where you would have turned off. The first part is Little River, and then it turns to Penrose on down.
I didn't pay attention to Little River, but yeah, pretty sure that's where we were. And I looked at my phone, you know, the direction of the repeater, or the tower anyway, and I'm pretty sure that was it. And that's a good, people on that side of the mountain should have a good access to the repeater.
I think they do. It's just where I'm so close to the mountain, that's what causes me any issue.
You have an antenna at your house?
The tip of it's about 35, 40 feet in the air. It's on the roof of the house.
Are you at your house?
I'm thinking right around 2,200 feet, but give me just a second and I'll check. Do you know the address for the repeater right off the top of your head?
I had to look around on the map until I found it. I actually found it on Google Earth first. It's, you find Caesar's Head State Park and then follow 276 just a little ways south. Well, east, I guess. There's a little neighborhood off to the left of 276, and it's in there. At LK.
We're HKX. I'm still here, Shane.
You were. I just realized I probably should ID there. Been a little bit.
My watch has got an altimeter on that smartwatch, and it says that I'm at about 2,400 feet, but I don't think that's right.
Under 1,400 feet where I am. I'm on the, kind of at the bottom of a little small hill. I don't even know if it's got a name. I'm due east of Table Rock. Somewhere around there, due east of Table Rock.
JW, did you find it, Patrick?
I haven't, not yet. Computer's been glitching up when I touch the screen to make it bigger. It wants to jump to another page.
Look for the WYFF FM broadcast tower, Vaster. When you get the computer straightened out, just thought I'd throw that in there. W4, sitting in line at Little Rebel, W4DJW.
4ZLK, I think it's right off of Hemlock Trail, isn't it?
That's one of the roads I have to look for when going up there, so that's right. That's a good catch, Shane. And hello.
Hemlock to the end of it. It's almost at the end. It's to the left side of the road.
Okay, I'll find it. Thanks, Dave, for letting me know that, though. I couldn't remember which TV tower was on.
It's at the window, so I couldn't say that earlier. Once I finished with the window, I thought that might help you find it. That's what I always look for. So there's usually on the map, there's a little icon of a tower, and that's what usually, once I get close enough, I spot that icon and I'm there.
The icon on the map when I was looking for it, and on my Apple Maps, I couldn't see it. I found it on Google Earth, the shadow that it was creating helped me, and then I realized the picture, satellite picture on Apple Maps, it must have been middle of the day because there was no shadow, but I did find it in 4ZLK.
Here, Shane, that shadow gives it away. Shadow's bigger than the tower.
Pulled over it several times and just didn't recognize it as a tower just because it was from directly above, but as soon as I found it on Google Earth, it took me no time at all.
So is Patrick trying to do a cross-section of the earth between him and the repeater to find out if there's any dirt in between them?
I just wanted to see what the, how bad it was, because like I said, I was telling Shane, my back is up against the other side of Caesar's Head, because I live right at the foot of it in the Little River Valley. If you come down from DuPont State Forest, I live in that valley right there at the base of it.
Between the two points, and then do a cross section using that line, right?
I'm real familiar with Google Earth. I haven't used it much at all.
My time at the window, but if you draw a line between it, you can look, you can right click on it in the navigator window over there on the left and say, show me a cross section of the earth, and it'll do that. I didn't realize that. I knew I could draw a line and get the distance, but I didn't know it could do the cross section. I'm gonna do that when I get home. Yeah, I'll tell you real quick if there's any dirt between you and it. There will be a peak between your two endpoints. And if there is a peak between the two endpoints, you got dirt. Dirt is in the way. There's no dirt between me. I can see the lights flashing at night, but it would be interesting to see what the difference in elevation is. Popping twice tonight. I have a hard time maneuvering through the parking lot. Dude, because you guys talk about it all the time. I've never eaten there. But you can overdo it. You can get too much of a good thing if you do it too much. To a few restaurants during the day where I can get my tractor trailer in. Sometimes I just get tired of it. Get food. So that's good every now and then, but I can get too much of fried food pretty quick. But when I haven't had too much of it, it's really good. Food like I used to. My wife is an excellent cook, but she's really toned down and gone to trying to cook all healthy stuff, which is great. And I know I feel better. I don't eat nearly what I used to eat. I know it's good for me, but when I try to eat fried food, it just doesn't do well anymore. My thing with me, and that and soda pops or fountain drinks or whatever, you know, carbonated drinks, I just, I cut those out totally for about 7 or 8 years, and I feel really, really good. I just recently started drinking them again. And boy, were they good after going 7 or 8 years without drinking them.
It's my problem. I drink too many of those and not as active as I used to be now.
Soda a long time ago, too. Kind of lost the taste, but just knew it probably wasn't the good for me. I do drink a lot of water, and I'll drink a little bit of tea. Well, iced tea. I drink a lot of hot tea. That's my go-to. I don't drink coffee really anymore, but I try to stay away from the real sweet tea.
A long time ago, but I don't drink it anymore at all. None. My wife gets it every now and then. She'll get a half a gallon when she orders some food. Some place gives her a half a gallon when she orders some food, and I never touch a drop of it. Anyway, I'm at home. Good luck with your search there, Patrick. Hope you find out what the interference or whatever that is. And good to hear you, Shane. Haven't talked to you in a while. W4DJW. Catch you guys later.
Dave.
Good evening.
Patrick, have a good night, Dave. Good to hear you. Go ahead.
Have a good evening, Dave. Take care.
This is KA4PQA. Is there a net in progress at this time?
Well, there is not a net at this time. We're just Patrick's at home and I'm just driving headed home. We're just talking. N4ZLK.
The only reason why I'm asking is usually at this time Gary is calling the Wednesday night net.
Call the net at 9 o'clock tonight. Wednesdays is his night, so I think he should be here. But it's, 20 after 8 now, so we got a few minutes.
Affirmative. Affirmative. I just realized the time. I'm very sorry for being so early. I just realized the time, and I didn't know I was this early, but I do, again, I do. My apologies for being so early, but I didn't, you know, I just realized the time, KA4PQA.
Steve, I think your name is Steven, KA4PQA. Glad to hear you. And you jump in any time. We're just talking, and just enjoying a ride home and enjoying a conversation. Good to hear you tonight, Steve. N4ZLK.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Problem here, like Shane said, we're just carrying on a conversation.
Affirmative, gentlemen. I appreciate the information. I am planning on checking into the net again. I didn't realize time and it was this early, but again, I will be checking in, but I just got it too early, and I'll go ahead and clear with y'all for now, and I'll be back on here whenever that time comes at 9:00, KA4PQA.
Look forward to hearing you. I know Gary will be happy to hear you check in tonight, and I'm going to try to check in too if I can stay up long enough. Patrick, I was going to ask you, I think I heard you on the Anderson net the other night. Can you hit a lot of repeaters from your location?
See, I could barely hit that one. I wasn't sure if I was going to make it in or not.
It didn't sound as clear as what you do on this one, but I did hear you. As long as you can make it, that's good enough.
That one, it's like everything to the south of me is I have a problem. Like I said, I've got a wall right up against me. Now to the north of me, I do much better.
Opposite. Everything to the north of me, I can hit this repeater in the 7-9 because it's along the ridge there. But from my house, I can't hit Mount Mitchell or the Asheville or Fletcher repeater, whatever it is up that way. Asheville repeaters. I say that, but again, I don't have an antenna up on the house yet, so maybe it'll change. Maybe it'll be different if I can get it up high enough.
I'm thinking about adding some height to mine and putting it on up a little bit more. Just trying to figure out the best way to do that safely.
At 285, I think that's what it is. 147.285. It's on Hogback Mountain. Might be the Tryon repeater. I could have the frequency wrong. Could you hit that one?
I don't know. I haven't tried.
26, you should be able to get it. It's got good coverage up there. I've heard Bob on that one, and I can hit that one from my house, but up your direction, I can't get across the hill.
I'm making it to the 640 repeater in Hendersonville because, like I said, I'm down in the valley, and between me and them, there's another ridge.
Thinking of the 640, 640 repeater. When I lived in Simpsonville, I could hit all those really well, but I was a lot further out. The line of sight went further out that way, but I'm tucked up underneath Caesar's Head, the ridge along here. I can't get anything over across that.
Repeaters all the way up in Burnsville and places like that, but I can't. It's hard to hit the one in Hendersonville. That's the closest repeater to me, just about it, other than this one.
Well, for you, it's got good coverage. I'm sure you figured that out. Anyway, Patrick, I appreciate the ride home. I'm just about there. Two more turns, and I'll be in the driveway. And I probably won't be on the air much the next couple of days because I had to red tag my tractor tonight. It's got a wheel bearing going bad, and they couldn't let it go out on the road. And it means I won't be able to drive it. And the guy that works on them is off this week, so I probably won't be on the air for the next couple of days.
To hear from you, and I know how that feels after a long day when you're getting that close. You just want, they're excited and ready to get it over with. So you take care of yourself and enjoy your time off next week, and maybe they'll get your radio or your truck fixed, and so you'll have your radio back.
I may take it out Friday when I get done working, so that in case they have to send it off somewhere, I don't want to lose it. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. N4ZLK, I'm home.
Okay, Shane, you have a good evening, and be safe out there on the roads. And this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.